Canada's in the Civil War are varied. Some of the most important ones were the 6-pounder gun, the M1857 12-pounder Napoleon, the 12-pounder howitzer, 24-pounder howitzer also, 10-pound Parrott rifle, 3-inch ordnance rifle, and the 20-pounder Parrott rifle. There were 4 types of Civil War cannon projectiles that were used during the war. They were the solid round shot, explosive shell, case shot, and the canister shot. Smoothbore cannons were widely used for the duration of the conflict. The cannons were usually lined up 14 to 17 yards apart of each other over the span of 82 yards, which means that there would be 4 to 6 guns in each section. A Civil War battery in the Union Army typically had 6 guns of the same size and type. When moving an artillery piece, each gun was attached to a limber. In 1861, a 15-inch Rodman weighed 49,909 pounds and could fire a 352-pound shell 5,018 yards. Another important thing about the cannons was that there was a crew that consisted of the gunner in numbers 1 through 7. But it all started with number 3. They would use a piece of leather over the thumb called a thumb stall, places the thumb over the vent opening on the back of the barrel. Then number 1 would use a rammer with a sponge dipped in water to clean the bore of the gun and extinguish any remaining sparks. Followed by that, number 7 opens the limber chest while number 6 prepares a shell. After that, then number 6 will come in and removes the shell from the limber chest when the gunner calls for it. Followed by number 5, who receives a shell from number 6 and takes it to the muzzle of the gun. Number 2 will then receive shells from number 5 and load the projectile into the gun, which leads to number 1, who uses the other end of the rammer, which has a wooden block on the end to push the projectile down the barrel of the gun. Number 3 then removes the thumb from the vent hole, pushes a vent prick into the powder bag inside of the barrel. Number 4, who then places the friction primer in vent hole, which is attached to the lanyard, followed by the gunner, who then shoots the cannon. Looking back at it now, you can realize that cannons during the Civil War were a big part of the weapons that enemies could use against each other. They were not easy to use because they took more than a couple of guys to get one ready to use. But once they got the job done, it was a sufficient tool that they could use and a very good advantage to fight.